sell first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once the sower goes in with a sickle, because the harvest has come. Jesus also said, with what can we compare the dominion of God, or what parable will we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, which, when sown upon the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs, and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade. With many such parables, Jesus spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them except in parables, but he explained everything in private to his disciples. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Now, not quite 2 years ago, just before I arrived in Cambridge to begin this college after Tuvalu, Brittany Browning and I were married at the Episcopal Student Center at the University of Chicago. And that day was a very eclectic gathering of friends from around the world and from many parts of our lives and the world. Readings were done in English, Hebrew, and Arabic. Stressful last-minute venue change from the yard outside to the indoor basement chapel due to a classic Chicago heat wave slash thunderstorm combination. And of course, our dear friend Robin flew all the way from Jerusalem to Chicago only to bring us COVID, reminding us that love and the gospel are not the only things that sprout and grow that we want now. We did really have big plans for our wedding day beyond being with family and friends, but we knew we didn't want to spend money on cut flowers that would probably be thrown away the next day. And so instead we went to Trader Joe's and we bought every single tiny succulent plant that they had there. And we put them on the tables. And afterwards we invited people to take those succulents home to grow in memory of our special day. Four of those tiny succulent plants traveled with us and our beloved George the cat in the U-Haul that we brought to One Newport Road, Cambridge. All four of those succulent plants have survived and have thrived. Recently I said to Brittany, do you think that maybe we should put them in bigger pots? And she said, okay, sure, but then they're just going to get bigger. And then they'll just expand to however much space we give them. You might imagine where I'm going with this sermon. Do you think we should put them in bigger pots? Okay, sure, but then they're just going to get bigger. They'll just expand to however much space we give them. Those little beautiful plants will expand to however much space we give them. Love, grace, forgiveness, bread, wine, good news, they will expand to how much space we give them. Jesus had something to say about that. As we heard today in the gospel, the kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow, they do not know how. Jesus also said, with what can we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable will we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, which, when sown upon the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on earth, yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs, and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade. In other words, the kingdom, or the dominion, or the kingdom of God sprouts and grows while we sleep and rise and go about our daily business. The kingdom of God is like the mustard plant, the mustard seed, which, by the way, is not the past 2,000 years of the church and the struggles the institutional church has faced, it's pretty clear to me that many of them have to do with how big of a pot we will allow for the good news of Jesus to grow. My carefully chosen petite, beautiful wedding succulents, which fit very well in my windowsill right now, are contained for the sake of decorum and decoration. And I think so also the kingdom of God is often restrained or constrained by the space we allow it for the sake of decorum. So are women allowed to preach the word of God or to preside at the table? Are divorced people allowed to receive communion? What about children? What about gay or trans folks? Are they allowed in the church at all? Into the building at all? If we look into our church history, we would have to name so many who were not allowed into the church for the sake of decorum. Non-white people, indigenous peoples, Catholics, evangelicals, liberals, communists, conservatives, schismatics of every kind, anyone who didn't look good for the church. They were not allowed a place to grow in the pews. How tempting that is to put the good news of Jesus into a pot that fits in the windowsill. How tempting it is to decide how large God's embrace is or could be. How tempting is it if we could just put God where we want her to stay and to behave and to look the way we want her to look. And yet Jesus, fully human and fully divine, crucified and risen, God incarnate, and yet Jesus comes among us to remind us that the kingdom of God is seed and soil and water and sun and growth. Growth that happens when we don't even know, when we cannot see. Now, yesterday, Brittany and I had the opportunity to host in our home a new friend, Joe, who is with us today. Hey, Joe. Yep. Putting on the spot. Joe is a Scottish playwright, and today she is going to present at the Episcopal Cathedral her play called The Gospel According to Jesus, the Queen of Heaven. The Gospel According to Jesus, the Queen of Heaven. Now, as I've heard it told, Joe first presented this play 15 years ago, almost 15 years ago, in Glasgow. And at the time, she told me that she thought no one would be interested at all in this play. And so there maybe were 15 people in attendance in the audience. But there were many more outside. Many more people who were concerned about decorum, about the fact that these seeds of the gospel were being planted and that they didn't look good for the church. 15 years later, here is Joe in our church space. Thousands of miles from Glasgow, thousands of miles from Scotland, and the seeds that she planted there have sprouted and have grown. And now people in this city, and in many other cities, have the opportunity to hear the good news of Jesus in a new way. In a new way. People here in this time and in a very different place are hearing that Jesus is for them. And maybe that Jesus is them. That Jesus is like them. Jesus said the kingdom of God It is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow, though we do not know how. I think it is good and right for us to remember that when we sow the seeds of love, when we sow the seeds of God's good news, it's a very long-term project sometimes. My new friend Joe wrote a play about Jesus as a trans person, which almost got her canceled 15 years ago. And today it's being performed across the world. As a pastor who has the great privilege to speak for 15 minutes, every Sunday, I also know that the seeds I sow might not sprout or grow for many years. In fact, I may never get to see that harvest. And yet Jesus says to us, small things matter. Your kindness to the cashier at the grocery store matters. The 5 minutes that you spent talking with that young person who was brave enough to come to you, to reach out to you in a time of need, it matters. Your prayers for family and friends, they matter. Sometimes we might think that the good news would reach more folks if we would just buy bigger pots. And that might be true. I mean, better parking here at Harvard Square might help us. Amen? But I'm here to say that our work, the faithful work of gardening the gospel, is not actually about having a better or bigger or more beautiful building. And my apologies are to the members of our building campaign who are doing wonderful work. But what we really need to remember is that the seed has already been sown through the incarnation, through the teachings of Jesus, through Christ's crucifixion and resurrection. And the pot in which it grows is not actually the building. And the soil is not our money. And the water is not our faith. These things are important and needed. Yes. And the gardener is the key. The one who sows the seed. Jesus said, the kingdom of God is as if someone sowed the seeds. And then that someone went about their day, sleeping and rising. The growth was happening, and then that same one who sowed the seed was there to notice when the harvest was ready. That same one, the gardener who sowed the seeds of love and hope, of justice, that same one is there, is here, is with us today, and will be with us when the harvest is ready. That same one is ready for us when we are ready to come out, when we are ready to tell our truth, when we're ready to be the church in a new way, when we are fully grown, when we are ready to go within the arms of Jesus. So here again the good news today. Seeds have been sown. Growth is happening. We know not how, but as one of my favorite gospel songs says, many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds. Thanks be to God. And let the people say, amen.
Amen. Amen.